Welcome to Tales from the Crypt Season 3, Bigger, Badder, and Stickier. By joining us today, you have been officially upgraded to Crit Cat status. So welcome to the club. Tales from the Crit is an actual play podcast where we focus on smaller story arcs from some of your favorite RPGs, as well as some of the less known or obscure ones. We also play some highly narrative tabletop board games and also some micro RPGs. All of those feature a revolving cast of players, so you're going to see a lot of variety there. And as always, I am your host and your Crit Keeper, Riley Groves. We're so glad to have you here with us today. Now let's get into the episode. Content warnings can be found in the description. Welcome back to Tales from the Crit. I am the Crit Keeper, Riley Groves, and back at the table with me today, I have Connor.
Let's do this.
Tim.
Good evening.
And AK. Oh, boy. All right. They're reprising their roles as Dave, Spuddy, and Raekwon Starks here on the Wendy's Feast of Legends story. You guys survived your run-in with hunger.
Mm.
I was surprised, but I was very happy to hear that. Or to see that, or to have that happen. I'm glad you're still here. Yeah. Let me put it that way. I'm glad we're still on this adventure. Because I was like, man, they're not even going to make it to chapter two, which would have been.
Drink a cup of black coffee, keeps that hunger at bay.
Black coffee and a cigarette.
Yep.
Never go hungry again.
It's all you need. All right, but before we jump back in and finish leveling up to level two, we're going to answer a question from our ultimate RPG campfire card deck. Last time, you guys got the option to choose between your past, your present, and your companions, leaving just two cards now. There's your past and your companions. What do you want to answer a question about?
Companions.
Companions. Sounds great.
All right.
Past. I'm just kidding.
Overruled.
Among your companions, who would you prefer to marry? Who would you prefer to share a bed with for one night? And who would you betray? So basically, it's fuck, marry, kill your companions.
But there's only two of them.
Well, you got to do two things to one of them, I guess.
All right.
I guess I forgot. There are three of you.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Do with it what you will.
Well, let's throw Wendy in the mix.
Queen Wendy.
Queen Wendy.
I would have to sleep with Raekwon and then murder him so that he didn't tell anybody, and then I would go home to my handsome husband Dave.
All right,
well, I would choose to share my bed with my salty treat Spuddy, and I would probably have to murder Raekwon so he didn't be too jealous.
I mean, if you're not banging french fries, you're not playing this game right.
All right. I regret asking this question, actually. Raekwon.
I'm going to betray Dave.
Okay. Dave died.
Eat Spuddy and sleep with myself. Fuck my companions.
All right. He's going to kill both of you and live alone.
Yes.
I love it. I think actually that's probably the most creative interpretation of the three.
Yeah, we'll take it. That okay. So let's just start. All right, we'll finish leveling up. The one thing that we did forget last time when you guys got your additional skills is you should also gain some more hit points, which is hugely helpful.
Yeah.
Mm.
Maybe.
You are going to gain 2d4 plus 4 hit points.
Whoa.
2d4 plus 4?
2d4 plus 4. So roll 2d4s.
10.
Awesome.
11.
I got 6 plus 4.
I got 12. I got 2 4s.
You got 2 4s and a 4. All right.
Nice.
Solid. Thank God. I've been worried about definitely Raekwon the entire time. So that brings you up to 19.
19.
Whew.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Now we're cooking.
Now we're cooking with oil. So 19 total. Spuddy, how many does that give you in total?
25.
25. Solid. And Dave?
Also 25.
25. 25, 25, 19. Not doing too bad. All right. Just a general question. How much gold does everybody have?
1 nugget.
Okay.
14 gold, and I also have some nuggets.
Okay.
I couldn't find anywhere that I wrote gold until this last one I pulled out of that log or something, so I put 1 gold. So I think I have 1. From what I remember from the items thing is we could have 5.
Yes. And you started with 10 gold.
Oh, we started with 10 gold.
Yes.
Okay.
Started with 10. You spent a few on your toothpicks. 1 gold piece each, so that would brought you down to 6. I don't know. And you have a gold nugget.
I do have a gold nugget. I bought something else randomly one time. A torch. I bought a torch to throw it in a room for
that's right.
fucking reason.
And that was 1 gold as well. So
it was 2, actually.
2 gold. So mm-hmm. It sounds to me like you have 4 gold and a nugget. 5 gold and a nugget.
Sounds good to me.
I have 2 nugs.
2 nugs. Sounds good. And as far as buffs, we all feasted on some more Wendy's in between recording episodes. Mm-hmm. So you guys can keep the buffs that you had last time. So everybody's got advantage on their attack rolls. Hugely helpful. And you still have your +1s to all those stats that we talked about before, which I believe is strength, intelligence.
Arcana.
And arcana.
Oh, intelligence.
Yes.
Perfect. That's where I've had it the whole time.
Awesome. And don't forget, each review still gets 1 luck point
mm-hmm.
that hasn't expired. So if you choose to, if you roll a die and then say, hey, you know what, I'm going to use my luck point instead, we're going to flip the lucky coin and you'll either get a big whoops or a feast mode or a triumph if it's a skill that you're trying to roll against. Buddy, you've got 2 for being the most valuable potato in the last episode.
I got another luck point?
You have 2 luck points. Yep.
Oh, wow.
For the most valuable tater. After that, I think that's all the buffs and level up stuff that we get. So, are we ready to return to Freshtovia?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Reluctantly, yes.
When you return to town, the uneasy feeling is no longer lingering in the air. People are happy, and they are singing. A bard near the city center is playing his famous song, Hot Drinks.
Yeah, what? Wendy's isn't known for hot drinks, is it?
They got coffee.
They've got coffee.
I mean,
that's all you need to keep the hunger away.
Yeah, I've had that. I've had the coffee. I wouldn't say hot drinks is bard worthy.
It's a very good song.
Please.
We shan't sing it here just because I don't believe that that we could do it as much service as it deserves.
Could you just read it in a lovely voice? Or a normal voice. I'm sure it'll sound lovely if the words are...
You know, I can't speak Wendarian, so I just can't read the lyrics. There's a lot of W's.
It's more of, what's that one? Slam poetry? Drinks!
Hot drinks! On my pants.
Too hot. Burn your tongue. Watch the fingers. Ouch! Steam my eyes.
Sue McDonald's. Lose.
Wendy's perfect hot drink every time.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And as you guys are standing there, the shrouded man from earlier appears, and he comes up to you, Dave. Dave, you have returned.
I have. We've defeated the hunger in the French Fry Forest.
I can tell. The fog has been lifted from... I'm turning this, buddy. The fog's been lifted from the town.
Which is surprising, because when we killed the hunger, it let out a quite noxious fog for a little while.
Disgusting. You smell like it. The three of you were covered in gross matter, by the way.
It was a gross journey. A very trying battle.
Well, I appreciate what you have done. And he goes on to explain that he has worked directly for the queen for many years, but as he's aged, he can no longer protect the kingdom like he once did. With the current seclusion of the creepy king of Creeping Vale and the colonel of the Greasebucket armies amassing their numbers, Queen Wendy will need a group of protectors. After her speech, she will want to speak with you, if you'll let her.
Mm-hmm. We would love a chance to speak with the Queen Wendy.
This makes you seem much more official than the creepy man I assumed you were.
I tried to explain that I am not that creepy. I'm just old.
A lot of people find that to be creepy sometimes. It's just the way it goes.
It is very creepy. What is your position, or was it, old man?
Spuddy's not used to seeing people who are able to be old. His kind don't live that long.
I have been Queen Wendy's advisor for quite some time.
Mm.
Long time. I actually served her father.
Oh.
Before her. That's how old I am.
Long live Dave.
Long live Dave indeed. Now head to the castle after the Queen's speech, which should begin shortly.
Before we do that, I need to go see if I can put this triangle back on that sign in front of Dave.
But yes, I will see you at the castle. And the old man wanders off. You head to the statue?
That's where I'm headed there first. You guys have any... You want to go to, like, the fried dough booth first?
I'll just follow you.
No, I would love to see if this is the corner.
So we head to the statue of Dave.
Okay.
Who never cuts corners.
And you place the corner.
Have you guys tasted this amazing sauce that's poured out of the hunger? It is so salty.
It is too salty for me, Spuds, but I'm glad that you're finding a silver lining there.
Rayquan, I have not touched this part of myself. You should try it.
I'm not a big fan of the salt.
More for me.
People are starting to look, Spud.
Let them.
He's a warrior.
I walk over to the sign, and I pull the little triangle out of my pocket and try to fit it into the corner of the sign.
When you place that corner of the sign onto the plaque, the entire statue glows brilliantly for a moment.
Whoa.
Wow.
And then out of Dave's hand comes the spatula that he is holding up to the sky. It comes clambering down the statue and clunks onto the floor.
What?
Onto the ground.
Huzzah!
Dave, you broke it!
I think Dave is giving this to me for fixing his sign. And I retrieve the spatula.
Rayquan, what is your Arcana score?
12.
Is that including your bonuses? You should have a plus 2.
Yes, 14.
14.
With bonuses.
All right. You...
Or 15.
You sense that there is something up with the weapon. Would you like to make an Arcana roll?
Sure.
Okay. Let's see if you can beat a 15 on your roll.
Nope.
Did we still get advantage?
On attack rolls.
Fudge.
That's all right.
I rolled 7 with my additionals.
You sense that there's something up, but you're not able to discern what it is.
You think something's up with this, Rayquan? Let me look closer. I'll compare it to my other one and see if there's anything different.
Good thing that was a 9 that you rolled the second time.
That's an 11. Not higher than 15, though.
No, and you don't have a very high Arcana score anyways, right?
Oh, my Arcana's a 7.
Yeah. Do you have a negative to Arcana, then?
No, it's neutral.
Just 0? Okay. Mm-hmm. You really don't know what's going on with it. To you, it's just a spatula.
It looks just like the other one to me, guys.
Oh, I can find out a lot through my tongue.
And he licks it. That's a 16 plus 2, an 18.
How the fuck would your tongue detect what's going on here?
That's how he detects magic.
you run your tongue down the length of the shaft coming to the head, and you swirl your tongue around the tip of it for a moment, and you feel that, and you do this to the other one too, right?
Of course.
Oh, naturally, you have to compare.
I have one in my right hand, one in my left hand.
Yeah, and so you're going back and forth, swirling your tongues around the tips. And as you're doing that, mm-hmm. the new one that just fell out of Dave's hand does seem a little bit warmer than Dave's spatula.
Okay, this one has been sitting in the sun. And that's it.
Well, I thought you were checking to see if one was gold. I heard that... You can taste the difference.
Oh, I think you just have to bite it. If only I had teeth.
No, I'm not going that far. He's got to have teeth.
For now, I'm going to just hold on to both of these. But can either of you carry? And you can both use the heavy weapon? Just don't get the plus one that I get?
Yeah, I can use all.
Mm-hmm. I plan on going to the armory? Swordsmith? Spatula smith. I'm going to Restaurant Depot and I'm buying a new spatula anyway. You don't get that at Restaurant Depot. They sell food. I'm going to go to Target, which is right next to the Wendy's.
After speaking briefly with the shrouded man and then placing the corner into the statue, a loud, familiar voice booms throughout the city. It is Queen Wendy giving her address to the people of Freshtopia. For 50 years, we have strived to accomplish things that other nations of Beef's Keep could not do or chose not to do. We have maintained the one tried and true fact of our people. In Freshtovia, we do not cut corners. We will not cut corners. As the deep freeze continues in the south, just know that we will not succumb to the pressure of some clown, because we are fresh. Queen Wendy leaves the sentence floating as the people of Freshtovia chant back, "Never frozen!"
Never frozen!
Just like that. And they cheer. The crowd begins to disperse, making the center and the shops easier to navigate. The city is still busy, but the people are no longer bunched together. There are several things to do around town if you guys would like to explore the town before going to talk to Queen Wendy.
Yes, I need to do something about not having just toothpicks.
All the shops and vendors are open. There are several vendor stalls around the Sawsome Fountain that lies in the city center. There are also a number of games set up around the city.
Well, we could use a game. We had a very rough go of it for a bit. You know, a game might be a little bit lighter than what we're used to. What say you, comrades?
Yeah, I'm down.
Maybe they will have weapons as prizes.
I need to find somewhere to trade my nuggin for gold coins.
Yes, it turns out weapons are very expensive.
Yes, they are.
As you guys approach the city center, the Sawsome Fountain is like a very large fountain that has four distinct fountain heads coming off of it, and each kind of contains its own pool, one of ranch, one of barbecue, one of honey mustard, and one of ketchup. And somehow they don't mix in the bottom part of this fountain. They all kind of stay in their own individual zones, even though there's nothing separating them.
Magic. I get it, baby.
That's right. There's a stall to the east that seems to be a tailor. There's a stall to the north that seems to be selling Frosties. There's a stall to the west that seems to be selling ice cream, and a stall to the south that is a general goods vendor. The Snacksmith is also open, and the Snacksmith, you would all know, is a forge where you can buy gear and weapons. There's also, as I said, several games. One that is more obvious than others is it got a large pole and a man that's holding a large hammer standing at its base. It's a classic smash that shit and see how high it goes game. There's also a small track that has several small pigs at its start and a man that is sitting at a table that has a large number of dice in front of him.
Dave, they have that thing that you can hit. I would very much like to see if you can make it all the way to the top.
Well, I would definitely like to give it a try. Let's head over there. I like to smack things.
Near the Sawsome Fountain at the city center is a small carnival-style booth with a loudmouth proprietor and a three-ring circus-style striped suit and hat. There's a large rubber mallet propped up next to a platform which stands in front of a tall scale and a small metal ball at its base. The rest, you guys know the rest. It costs 1 gold to play, Dave, and the amount that you roll will give you a varying amount of gold, as well as a nickname that either mocks you or praises your strength.
Here we go. You're gonna pay my 1 gold.
All right, you're going to roll 1d20. Add your strength to it.
Add my strength to it?
Yep.
Okay. With my, like, pluses that I get for strength?
That's right.
Okay. That is a 9.
You are deemed to be lukewarm.
Wah, wah, wah.
You receive your 1 gold back.
Can I try again?
The proprietor mocks you and says, absolutely. That'll just cost 1 more gold.
Okay. I give him the gold back, and we're going to try again. But if he mocks me again, I'm going to step on his toes. That is a 15.
Double stack smack, he declares, and he tosses you 5 gold pieces. Oh. You dare to push your luck?
No, I think double stack smack is appropriate.
It does seem like that's the highest that you could get, yes.
I'm going to step on his toes.
He lets out a yelp.
Oh, sorry. I'm a little clumsy. Got in a fight this morning.
Oh, I must try this out. I need a good nickname. Plus, the gold isn't a bad side effect.
I'm going to go for it.
All right, just 1 gold.
Here you are.
My fried friend.
All right, easy. 9.
He reaches out and just gently caresses the side of one of your fries and says, I am afraid you two are just lukewarm. And he presses your gold piece back into your hand.
That was just the warm-ups, bud. Give it a go again.
Well, how can we have the same nickname? You must make something original, sir. I paid you a gold.
Well, yes, it is all determined, but you can see it's right up there, and he points to the sign and how it says lukewarm.
Oh.
Right next to the 9 to 11.
So it's more about the gold. Okay, here is this back.
21.
Is that a natural 20?
No, 18 plus 3.
Oh. Well, I don't think that matters. He jumps up onto the front of the stall and exclaims in front of the entire crowd, Never frozen, baby! And he tosses a large gold pouch of 10 gold at you and then gets down and shakes your hand. Now those are muscles. Do you see that? And he points at you, Dave. That could have been you. It still could for just 1 more gold.
Dave, I am a never frozen baby.
Never frozen. That's the way we like to keep it, Spud. Congratulations.
Thank you. Raekwon, get up here. It is only 1 gold, and you can also be a baby who will never be frozen.
I have no gold.
I pay 1 gold.
Oh.
Raekwon, to give it a smack.
All right, let's see if the poor man can make some money.
That's so messed up.
I'm not strong. 18.
Yeah.
He looks at you and he points his finger right into your eyes. You're so fresh! Fresh, I say! And then he tosses you 7 gold pieces.
Love it.
How do I make money on this game?
You don't.
Fresh and never frozen, baby. Here we go.
I'm going to give Dave his gold coin back.
Okay. That puts you up 6 gold coins.
Well, now we must go. We could either beat the shit out of this game and just keep winning money, which is what I would do if this was a video game. I'd be here for 30 minutes just trying to get as much money as possible. But we should probably move on. I really want
to see what these pigs are about.
We can gamble on some pigs?
That's what I'm hoping. I'm really hoping we can gamble on some pigs.
You head over, and near the Snacksmith's Forge is a small track where people are gathered around and cheering as a loud man by the name of Chilbo Bacons announces what is happening. It seems they are hosting pig races, and for 1 gold coin or more, you can place a bet on which pig will win. If your pig comes in first, you will double your bet. There are 4 pigs ready to race, so place your wager on Baconator, son of Baconator, Junior Bacon Cheeseburger or Baconator Fries?
I obviously have to put 5 coin on Baconator Fries.
I'm putting 5 on.
Also, we'll put 5 on Baconator Fries.
I'm putting 5 on Son of Baconator.
I wonder how many. We could get done with this race and go right back and slam some hammers.
All right.
I'm standing at the last curve, intimidating all the pigs that aren't Baconator Fries. Clanging my spatulas together.
As soon as the gates open and the gun goes off, the 4 little pigs spring into action. Taking the first spots are both Son of Baconator and Baconator Fries, tying for first, while Baconator and Junior Bacon Cheeseburger fall slightly behind.
Let's go, Baconator Fries! Come on!
I will let you lick my salt.
Suddenly, with a burst of speed, both Baconator and Junior Bacon Cheeseburger close the gap. All 4 pigs are tied for first place, with none falling behind.
It is neck to neck. Baconator Fries. You must do this, my friend.
Son of a Baconator.
Suddenly, Junior Bacon Cheeseburger leaps out in front of the pack.
Negative.
Leaving Baconator and Son of Baconator slightly behind, while Baconator Fries falls to last place.
Baconator Fries, pick it up! What are you doing?
I will make you into Baconator! I will eat you tonight for... No, I will not wait that long. I will eat you immediately after this.
Coming around the final curve, Baconator stays strong and continues to take the lead, while Son of Baconator and Junior Bacon Cheeseburger follow him up just in second, while Baconator Fries falls further behind, coming in 4th place, making the winner of the pig races Baconator, followed closely behind by Son of Baconator and Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
Dang.
Darn it.
It seems like you all lost.
Baconator Fries, you betrayed us.
Baconator Fries started out so strong, rolling a 4, and then rolled a 1 and a 1 and a 1. So you all lose all your money, right?
I had 15. I bet 5, so I have 10 left.
I have 14 left.
Raekwon's back to 1.
1.
Still, actually, better than he was doing before he came into the game. So
I do want...
How's that nug I gotta exchange?
Oh, that's a good point. How much trouble do you guys think we'll get into if I kill that pig right now?
Probably a lot.
I mean... Sir, we need to take this...
We gotta test this pig for PEDs.
Trilbo Bacons runs up as you guys try to get one of his pigs and starts smacking your hand. Stop it, stop it. These are my pigs, and they won fair and square. They race very hard.
Master Trilbo, how much for Baconator Fries?
Baconator Fries, one of my favorite little piggies? 50 gold pieces.
Yes, and what about my discount for being from the clan of the Baconator Fries?
Well, as all well and good as that is, that makes no difference.
Ah.
How much is the discount for not repeatedly smacking you with these spatulas?
Sir, any more aggressive acts like that, and I will get the guards.
We are the guards now. Where's the queen? All right, fine.
Starts shoving his pigs into a cage.
Put those pigs right into a blanket. All right, guys, we shouldn't intimidate the proprietor here before we go have our meeting with the queen. So
that's a bad look.
All right.
We'll be back, Mr. Bacon.
Goodbye, pig man.
Well, goodbye. Please don't come back.
But what if we just want to gamble more? Can we come back then?
Yes.
Okay. We will see you again, Mr. Pigman.
It's Trilbo. Trilbo Bacons.
Goodbye, Mr. Bacons.
Goodbye, Mr. Fry.
Oh, that sounds nice. I want to go by Mr. Fry more often.
We'll think about it, Spud.
Mr. Never Frozen Baby Fry.
Mr. Spud Bud never frozen baby fry.
Oh, or we could just cut it right to the end and call me Baby Fry.
Mr. Baby Fry.
As you guys are standing around, you hear the man that's sitting at a large barrel table begin to call your way. Hey, you looking to gamble a bit more?
Is my beef always fresh?
You tell me. Is your coin always gold?
As far as you're concerned, yes.
Well, then come on over here. Win some more.
Sure. What kind of game do you have running over here?
It's called 4 for 4. It's a good dice game.
Well, we know that dice always, you know, treat us well, so let's give it a shot.
We are on a hot streak of losing.
Well, now's the time to turn your luck around. The game is played by going 4 for 4. A full 16 is the best set of rolls that you can get, and is an automatic winner. This is played similarly to Texas Hold'em. There are 4 rounds. During each round, a player will roll 1d4, keeping their numbers a secret until the last hand. Getting all 3s is the second highest roll, all 2s is the third biggest, and all 1s is the 4th biggest. If no one swept their rolls, the person with the highest sum total wins the pot.
Is this betting against our friends?
It will be, yes. So if you wish to join, it'll be 1 gold or more. Well, actually, it's a 1 gold buy-in, and then you're going to bet each round.
And it's just against...
Is each round...
By party members? Yeah. Is this guy putting in gold also?
I'll be playing as well.
Is each dice roll another gold we have to pay?
At least one.
So, like, we got to bet. So it's like the pot, and then you bet, mm-hmm. bet.
Yes.
And you have to bet. You don't have to bet. You can go 0.
You'll have to bet.
So we have to do at least 5 gold total to play this game?
Technically 4.
4.
1 to buy in. 1 after round 2.
You buy in for the first 4. One. You bet on 2, 3, and 4.
Yep. So what do you say?
No, I'm good. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't believe Raekwon can play anyways.
Nope. I'm also gonna pass on this one.
This sounds very expensive.
Very expensive, but very rewarding.
What? What do I win? What are the levels of winning?
I mean, you win the pot.
See, but that's where my problem comes in. If it's gonna be the 4 of us playing, we're kind of all on the same team here. So,
well, I'll be pitching in money as well. I mean, you may come ahead. You have twice as many chances to beat me as I do you.
Oh, I have an idea. I will play him first, and then you can play him after I take some of his money. Or you can win some of my money back if I lose.
Okay, we can try this.
I will try first, Mr. 4 for 4.
Excellent. Anybody else want to play? And he shouts around the crowd, seeing if he can drum up any other players.
Please, as many NPCs as possible for me to steal money from.
2 other people sit down at the table.
Yes. I will call you Mr. Man and you Mrs. Lady.
There you go, Dean. DM, I helped you out there with some names. Mr. Man and Mrs. Lady.
Mr. Lady looks at you, and she's got long, flowing hair, yeah. And she's like, I don't know if I do take offense to it, but maybe I do. And Mrs. Lady, who has a short bowl cut, says, I definitely do. I'm clearly a man.
Oh, that is very nice for you. It is just names. Do not feel bad.
I do feel bad, and I'm going to steal all your money. And he sits down, and he turns his red hat with some strange letters around and, like, puts it on backwards to show how aggressive he now is.
Okay, snap
it
back.
Says, make fresh Tovia great again.
It's
a trucker cap for sure.
Snap back. All yeah. Right. Okay.
So is it a winner take all game? Now there's 2 other NPCs in. Should I jump in too?
It is a winner take all game.
I'm not going to jump in then.
So you'll keep your rolls a secret?
Oh, I don't have to. You know what I'm rolling over here.
The other NPCs shouldn't know what you're rolling.
Ronnie's gotten 3 people to roll for over here.
Yeah.
Mr. Man.
Okay,
Mrs. Lady. Hold on, I need to label things, Tim. And game guy.
Just call him host.
Hey, Chief. All right. Chief.
First D4's in the books. Mm-hmm. Time for the second round, so go ahead and roll a second D4. The host looks around greedily and adds 2 gold to the pot.
Mm.
Mr. Man throws in 3 as well as Mrs. Lady.
So they're actually putting more money in the pot right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because they could potentially have runs or quads. We're going for 4 of a kind?
4 of a kind or maybe the highest numbers. You're not sure.
Or they could be trying to just freak you out.
Yeah, I piss.
You'll need to put in at least 1.
Strike. Fumble.
Fumble that gold onto the table, my dear friend.
Here is 1 gold.
The host throws another gold coin into the center, as well as Mr. Man and Mrs. Lady throws 2 gold into the pot.
Do we just roll our third numbers?
Yep, roll your third. Sorry.
No worries. I'll go with the bare minimum of 1 again.
All right, final rolls. The host, as well as both other NPCs, each throw 1 coin into the pot. What do you do?
I throw in 3.
All right. Well, time to reveal the results, I suppose. I ain't got nothing. And the host shows that he got 3 ones and a 3 for a total of just 6.
I thought we were going for... All right. I got 3 ones and a 2, which the Texas Hold'em rules. Pretty... All right.
You would have had to get 4 in a row to have the 4th highest. So you would have won all 3 ones. Other than that, it's or all 4 ones. Other than that, it's the highest score. So after that, Mr. Man reveals her hand. She had a total of 10. And Mrs. Lady reveals that he got 2 fours, a 2, and a 1, taking the pot with 11. So you lose your 4 gold, and he walks away with 15 more gold than he bet.
Mm. I gave 7 of those, so that's great.
Can I try to bump into these people and like try to pick their pockets?
You're going to pick their pockets?
I mean, amid all the excitement, they're taking their winnings in. I'm just like, oh, bump.
Yeah, what's the most applicable stat?
Grace.
Oh, yeah, Grace.
Ooh, yeah, that's Grace. True. All right. Which one are you trying to run into?
Whichever one is, like, scraping the pot.
Mrs. Lady.
Mrs. Lady.
All right. Mrs. Lady, as he turns his hat back around so that the brim's covering his eyes, you come in and fumble yourself into the table. Go ahead and make me a Grace check. We'll call it a 15.
That's a 19.
All right. Do you want to try to be conservative or risky?
Conservative.
Roll 1d4.
Would risky just be a higher die, like a larger die roll?
It is, but there's...
I got a 1.
Okay. You managed to grab 1 coin off the table.
Darn. Here you go, buddy. This is all I can get.
Oh, thank Flip. You. We should see the hammer man again. He just gives it away.
If you don't win, he just gives you your money back. It's a win or a draw.
I mean, none of us rolled so low. Maybe there is something where he'll keep it. Demands more. He rolled a 1. He's like, got to cough up some more.
That's 5 gold.
What are you guys up to?
I want to go see the Hammer Man again before I go to Candy Smith.
So the Hammer Man is now sitting with his large hammer pants on a tall stool, looking out into the crowd, just kind of whistling to himself.
Hello. Excuse me. Jeez.
Welcome back, my frozen, never frozen baby.
It is good to be here. I would like to use your hammer one more time.
Excellent. We're doing a double or nothing round right now because you are a winner.
Okay.
2 gold coins. Beat your score from before, or I'm gonna keep them both.
Ah, you have a great day, Mr. Man.
I will. And he tosses a coin up and catches it in his pocket. It looks very cool.
I think that's his last coin, guys.
When you say that, he kind of like takes his foot and kicks something under the table, and you hear just an enormous sack of gold coins jingling underneath it.
Oh.
We must get under this floor. There is a big bag of gold coins under there.
Let's go see Queen Wendy first, then maybe she will provide us with some gold or weapons.
Oh yeah. We'll see the queen, and then we can come back to the Candy Smith. Sandwich Smith.
The utensilery.
The sugar shack.
The man with the weapons. Or woman.
Or the fry. Snack Smith.
I think it was, no, I think it was Snack Smith. Yeah, it's definitely not it is
the
Smith.
Yeah, it is the Snack Smith.
We're off to see the queen.
Those games were difficult, guys. Our pig didn't do good. Neither of them. We had papers and odds there. It's all fixed.
I need to stop gambling.
You guys want to bet on what Queen Wendy has to tell us?
Good news, bad news. I'll take good news, which is the over. I'm just repeating things I've heard on TV. I don't know anything about betting. I'm so stupid when it comes to this.
I'll bet you 1 gold coin she has red hair.
Ooh.
I will bet you 1 gold coin that she says, off with their heads. Not necessarily about us.
I bet you 1 gold coin she shrieks when she sees you.
Well, shrieks with excitement.
With excitement, yes. Yeah, yeah. Just don't lick yourself.
You know I'm working on that.
As you guys move towards the castle, the guards lead you into the gates of the inner city towards the keep. The castle sits atop a hill in the center of the capital city of Freshtovia. It is beautifully constructed, with tall, square towers reaching toward the sky on either end. There are rose bushes lining the walkway leading up to the front gate. 2 large wooden doors, rounded at the top, form a semicircle that open outward when welcoming guests. When you get there, Queen Wendy sits on the throne. You've seen pictures of her all your lives. Even caught a distant glimpse of her during the speech, being in her presence is a different experience altogether. She is wearing a tiara decorated in a fashion that celebrates her favorite treat, the Frosty. The top resembles the curl of a Frosty that has been poured to perfection. Though this is her 50th year ruling over Freshtovia, Queen Wendy still radiates a youthful exuberance. It's almost as if she never ages, trapped in a time like a character from a logo. Her hair is a vibrant red, pulled back into her trademark pigtails. Each is tied with a light blue bow. Her gown is flowing and gorgeous, a design of light blue and white colors that highlight her fair complexion and bring out her unique arrangement of freckles. Queen Wendy welcomes the party to her home and stands to greet them. I've been told that you are the heroes who silently dealt with our problem in the forest. Hunger has been one of our most consistent foes, but all it takes is 1 good snack to keep it at bay. Unfortunately, that is not why I have invited you here today. And she looks at the 3 of you. I suspect you know about the deep freeze. Why the ice jester continues down this foolish path of freezing and ruining everything in sight is beyond me. I have attempted to reach out, even being sassy with him. I figured a clown might respond to that. But unfortunately, here we are, in a world where a clown continues to make the entire land suffer his nonsense. The real problem is his billions of frozen just haven't been enough for him. He's seen his band of frozen goons all around Beef's Keep in an attempt to freeze all of our beef. Turns out they don't much like the fact that we continue to stand in defiance of the deep freeze. Our latest intel from the heroes of Fort Baconator brings news that requires immediate action. I would send the heroes of the fort
but they are much further away and may not make it in time. Some agents of the United Cloud Nations, apparently, are planning to target a huge supply chain coming through the Frosty Canyon, right near Freeze-Style Falls, due south of here. Follow the road to the Frosty Canyon Village, and my good friend Prince Carter will be waiting for you to help guide you to the location, and hopefully cut these fools off at the pass. We will be ready for their assault. They don't call me the Clapback Queen for nothing. But please, do enjoy the feast tonight, along with the rest of the festivities. Try your hand at some gambling. And if you accept this quest, then tomorrow I will be in debt to you. Queen Wendy then has an attendant come over and gives the party 50 gold coins. I have also booked a room for you at the inn. Have a pleasant night. And she retreats to her chambers.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Well, thank you. Queen Wendy in the flesh. That was quite amazing.
It was.
In the fresh flesh.
Did you see?
Always fresh.
How she was looking at me? She will eat me one day, as I am meant to be eaten.
I was going over my bio. It says, goal, be consumed by the almighty Wendy.
Oh my gosh. That.
I guess I wrote that at the beginning of character creation here. So.
All right. We'll have to see how that one gets accomplished.
With how I look, easily.
You got this, bud. I saw her giving you the eyes. And the mouth starting to water a little bit.
I am some tasty fries. With this salt, I will dry her mouth right up.
As you guys depart the throne room and head back towards the city, the sun has set, but the party is at an all-time high. The people of Freshtovia are singing along with the bards, who are playing the classic tunes of Queen Wendy herself, tunes like Rest in Greece and Twitter Fingers, which are beloved throughout the land. A mighty feast has been prepared, and the party is more than welcome to partake in as much as they'd like. All of their favorite Wendy's items, both past and present, are at the feast. All the vendors and games are also still open.
I really, really enjoy gambling, but I just don't know if it's the right choice with our 50 gold.
We gotta spend that wisely.
I would like to replace these toothpicks with something heavier.
Yeah, we need some better weapons and maybe some provisions and aids of sorts.
Provisions and weapons, I'm good. I think that... I think I'm okay on the AIDS.
Yeah, definitely want to go to the Snacksmith for some weapon upgrade here.
All right, you get to the Snacksmith, who's presiding over his forge, although you don't hear it clanging at the moment. His name is Chili Cheese, and he's ready to sell. There's only one problem. He's sold out of the special stuff. But I do still have armor and weapons and the standard items. I should get more special things in soon, but due to the revelries and the amount of gold that's being thrown around, a lot of it has already been bought up.
Well, as a proprietor of this Snacksmith here, I have a question for you before we look at any of your wares. I was bestowed this spatula from the mighty Statue of Dave. Is there anything you can tell me about it? I seem to think it is just like my other spatula that I got before. But my friend Spud over here says that it's got something a little different.
You hand him Dave's spatula, and almost immediately he begins to shudder, and a tear comes to his eye. And he looks at you and says, This spatula came from the statue into your hands.
More or less, yeah. His lip took a little tumble, but...
His lip quivers as he holds, and he brings it close to his heart. He says, this is Dave's never-frozen spatula. You've been bestowed a mighty gift, my friend.
How mighty? I mean, the spatula by itself is already great.
When you are facing down the frozen foes, this spatula will leap to life. An orange flame will consume it, but fear not! It will do no damage to you. But it will do more against those ice foes. 1d6 heat damage additionally, if you were to try to quantify such a thing in, you know, terms that people may understand who are listening.
Oh, my. That nice. Is wonderful news.
Quite. I would buy it from you if you were looking to part with it.
Well, I mean, if you are willing to part, you know, with, like, 200 gold, 250 gold.
500?
I'm trying to look. Things are kind of expensive.
Yeah, I'm trying to look back and see.
The spatula, regular spatula, is normally 30 gold. So I feel like 250 is not super extravagant for a legendary item of Dave's. But also, I can't use magic items, so if we don't sell it, it's one of your guys. I have to consult with my group, but the price we think is fair is around 250 gold.
The most that I could possibly part with is 150. Good sir, it is all I have.
All right. Allow us just a moment. We are in need of weapons. We had a very tumultuous time in the French Fry Forest. We are armed with spoons and knives and toothpicks that do very, very little damage to the mighty foes of hunger we've faced.
Yes, please, please. And I will just hold it for a moment longer, but please do not fear. I will stand right here, not even out of your sight. And he basically openly weeps onto the spatula.
So what kind of arms are you guys looking at? I feel like selling it, we can get more stuff for all of us.
I would
just having the one.
I would love to get a paring knife.
Paring knife?
It's 45 gold, 1d12, graceful. I can throw it 60 feet, so best of all worlds.
So I think we'll sell it then.
That would be rad.
All right, guys. I think that we should definitely sell the spatula. It'll give us a larger sum to gear up for this next fight, and I would feel better with the spatula of Dave staying here in the town with this man who seems to know exactly what he's holding.
I agree. I like that.
You should make one of those deals where he has to keep it X amount of time. If you come back and he still has it and you want to buy it, you get the same price.
I can't use magic items. I think we'll work that into the deal.
Yeah, what if we find another snack shack? Then, you know, want to be able to, we can get it back from this guy, go sell it to him for 100 more.
That's true. That's a good idea. So I'm thinking,
definitely keep your receipt.
I can go back in and just get another. Like, oh, I forgot to pick up.
You guys never gave me fries.
All right, sir. We were discussing it, and I think
and
we
you
are
want
going
it back.
No, I think that it's in much better hands if you take it. We have a great mission from Queen Wendy that requires us to armor up and weapon up some more. And I have, in the past, been quite clumsy with my own spatula, and I would hate to toss Dave's off into the woods.
That is just magnificent news. And he knocks a spatula that he has on a plaque clear off the wall and makes space and sets Dave's never-frozen spatula on this plaque instead, right behind his desk or table. Then he produces three large sacks of gold coins and sets them on the table in front of you. 150, just as we had agreed.
All right, well, I think instead of the gold, we're actually going to be taking two paring knives and a cast iron skillet.
He said 250 originally. You had him at 250 gold.
I requested 250, but he said he pulled out every last scrap of gold he has, and he only had the 150. But maybe he'll throw in an extra armor. We'll see what happens. What is your armor looking like, Spud?
Oh, do you not notice my impressive red polo and black visor?
I forgot you were wearing that. He pulls the coins back off the table and sets them underneath where you can't see them, and then produces two paring knives, a cast iron skillet, and then presses five gold coins back onto the table. Fair is fair. Here's the difference. You had mentioned some armor. I do have plenty of different types.
We are we're still in the discussion phase of the armor.
Well, discuss away. I will be right here. Whenever. Any time for you, gentlemen. I can't express my gratitude deeply enough.
So, Dave, are you going to buy some new armor?
I am. I'm going to buy the bacon armor. That's 25 gold, and that's heavy and gives me plus 3 defense. And then I have clamshell armor, which is a medium armor of plus 2 defense that I can give to one of you gentlemen.
I have 4 coin that I can contribute.
You got 50, no?
Oh, we got 50 each? I thought it was 50 for all 3 of us.
Like, it was for all 3.
Like
50 between us.
Yes.
Okay, so from the 200, now we're down to 55. And then what did it say? It was 25?
Yep.
So then there's 30 left. Plus I have 14 I can kick into that, so
44 total.
Mm-hmm.
You guys do also have the golden nuggies.
Oh, that's true.
I got one nug.
Oh, yeah.
How much are those worth?
Are there jewelers, or is this...
Well, just ask him if he's...
Yeah, excuse me, sir, while we are working the math here. Do you know where we can get a proper amount of gold coin for these nuggets?
As you hold up one of the gold nuggets, his eyes get a little wide. Oh, those are very special indeed. I would give you 20 gold pieces for any golden nuggets.
Oh, that is great news. Thank you. Is there a jeweler or a bank that I should bring this through for a higher price?
I'm going to give you the highest price that I have found. I think that me and the general goods store are pretty aligned on the price, although fairness is my name, so if you wish to go check elsewhere, I will not hold you from doing so.
Thank you, fairness.
Who's got the highest charisma score?
My charm is 8.
So not you, probably.
My charm is 14 plus 2.
Yeah, mine's a base of 9.
Spuddy, why don't you go ahead and make me a charm roll quick, and let's try to beat a 12.
14 plus 2, 16.
But in fairness, because I am all about fairness, those nuggets have a second special property if you wish. If you dip them in the sawsome fountain, they can act... what are the right terms? I guess if I was to formulate this in some sort of gamified system, they could act as a health potion, so to speak, that you could take on your adventures with you.
Oh, my.
Ooh, man, that's got...
I'll take you up on that deal.
Gotta go dip yours in the fountain. I mean, I'm getting plus 1 defense. I feel like that's pretty good. It's just added on after anyway. It's not like it makes my defense any better. Or that would be far superior.
You mean the nugget?
No, like the armor.
Oh.
Like I've a plus 1 bonus on my defense because of the red polo. If I went up, I could have 2, but you know, if I roll a 6, it doesn't matter. So I can make it an 8.
I said cast iron skillet, I think, but I meant frying pan.
Oh, your frying pan.
Oh.
The cast iron skillet is 2-handed.
It is indeed. Well, the frying pan is 1-handed.
Yeah.
So now you have a frying pan, a spatula, and 2 paring knives.
They have the paring knives.
As a party, you have 2 paring knives, a spatula, a spoon, a knife, and a frying pan.
And I still have some toothpicks.
And you still have the toothpicks.
Are you upgrading your armor, or are you taking Dave's old armor?
Oh, I was figuring you would take the armor.
Okay.
I have a higher HP, so I'm just going to hang out with the red polo. I'd rather see what happens when I dip that nugget rather than get 20 gold from it. I feel whatever bonus thing can happen from there is going to be a higher value to me.
As you request the bacon armor, Chili Cheese climbs around the table and measures you and helps strap on your new armor, Dave. And being the friendly gentleman that he is, Raekwon, he also fits the clamshell armor that Dave used to have onto you, making it nice and snug. And he gives you a hearty pat on the back.
Thanks, Chili Dog.
So there's 35 gold left from the 50 that the queen gave us and the 150 from the spatula. Do you want an armor upgrade? Can you, like, does that work for you?
Yeah, I mean, I have, I'll spend my last 4 coin on it. I don't think I have anything else I would need to, so I can put that toward it. Yes, well, it'd probably be, what, oven plating?
Yeah, I mean, if you can use the oven plating, that would still leave 10 gold left from the not gold that we had before. So you can take oven plating?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see if he'll buy back your visor.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can keep the other 10 gold, or you can keep the 10 gold. Whoever wants the 10 gold, I'm not writing it on my...
Well, I mean, I imagine the oven plating will just fit right over my red polo. And then I can have +3.
That's not how that'll work.
Oh.
Yes, Mr. Fairness, do you think that you would buy this red polo and black visor?
You follow his eyes as he looks down towards a box, a crate that's on the ground, and it is filled with red polos and black visors. I just don't see myself being able to give you the amount of gold that such a thing could fetch you elsewhere.
Well, that is very generous. Thank you.
Of course. I am nothing if not fair.
I'm just going to drop my fresh baked bun on the ground or in the box or something. I'm like, you could just have this.
Well, excellent. Thank you, friends.
Thank you, Chili Dog.
Every time you call him Chili Dog, his eyes light up a little bit more. Go ahead and make me a charisma roll.
Okay. You got it, Chili Dog.
With advantage.
Oh, great. Nat 1. Oh, great. Not great. 7.
Not great. Don't forget, you do have luck points. They will continue to carry. And he smiles as he takes your bun and plops 5 gold pieces down on the counter.
Damn, could I have more?
And he kind of props the bun up in a corner amongst several others.
Thanks, Chili Dog. That was very kind of you.
Of course, my friends, of course.
All right, guys, what do you say? Should we go off to this awesome fountain?
Yeah.
Yes, I want to get to some nugget dipping.
Is there, Mr. Chili Dog, is there a difference in the effects depending on which part of the awesome fountain we dip our nuggets into?
I've never heard that there has been. It has never been my experience.
All right. Well, we have 4. So we can dip it into each section.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Most excellent.
Science time.
We will return at some point to admire the spatula.
It shall be here until the end of my days.
It better. It'll make Dave proud.
You should still hold on to that receipt. Let's go to the fountain.
Thanks, Joe.
Come again sometime.
Gladly. We'll be back after our adventure.
I shall be here, hopefully.
I'm going to dip my 2 nuggets into the one in the ketchup and one in the ranch.
Mm. I'm going to go straight for barbecue.
And I'll take what's left.
Honey mustard.
Honey mustard. Oh, my favorite.
That's a good one. I forgot it was honey mustard. I thought it was the other one.
Everybody roll me a d20. Connor, roll me 2d20, please.
No, I hope it's not based in the way that that came out.
Yeah, same.
Got a 12 and a 14.
I rolled a 2.
I got a 3.
Okay. Dave, as you dip 2 nuggets in, the one in your right hand, what are the 2 sauces you dipped it in?
Ketchup and ranch.
As you dip the one into ranch, it's the first nugget that's into the sawsome fountain. Suddenly, you feel it morph and change in your hand. Right after that, the one in ketchup seems to change, but it does feel different. Right after that, your 2 companions dip theirs into honey mustard and barbecue as well. As you pull the left-handed one out that was dipped in the ketchup, similar to your friend's, it is now turned into an almost regular nugget that'll provide you with 1d4 health that you can use during a battle, or any time, really, that you need health. However, the one in your right hand, as you pull that out, you notice that it is still gold. But as you continue to pull it out of the fountain, it has a long, strange stem that, once it's completely pulled out, resembles a key.
Oh my.
Whoa.
What am I going to do with this? What do you think this key unlocks, guys?
Well, I'm sure we'll find
Should I bite it?
Something. Yes, he was real.
It breaks off in your throat, and you choke to death.
I hope it is to Wendy's kitchen, where I will put myself on her plate.
There you go.
I was Wendy's kitchen, too, so I put her on my plate.
Hey! Oh, boy. All right. That's all that happens here at the fountain.
I just dip everything else I have into the fountain.
What happened to ours?
Yours did the same thing as his.
Oh, were the health ones?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I thought they're just gold nugs with sauce on it now. we rolled so low.
No. No, I was just seeing which one went in first with those rolls.
It's now a bronze nugget. Oh. So it's 1d4?
Yes.
Okay.
It works as a 1d4 health potion.
I don't remember where the queen said we had to go to intercept these guys.
Not a clue.
Before all that, because it's nighttime, she did get you a room at the inn.
All right. Well, it is. I am quite tired. We should check out this room that was furnished by the queen. Kind of rude that it's in the inn, not in the castle, but, you know. We're working our way up.
Yeah. We gotta get in her good graces.
Mm-hmm. And then we can get into her belly.
That's going to be creepy every time. So do you guys head towards the inn?
Yes.
Yeah.
The heart of the festivities is in the inn. Gwen, the inn's proprietor, is slinging strawberry lemonade and telling jokes to all who can hear. The bards are playing together, slightly out of rhythm at this point, but with enough heart to compensate. Gwen tells you that your room is ready and that it's right up the stairs, the first door on the right.
Oh, yes, please. Show us the way, Gwen.
She stops in the middle of a joke and says, like I said, up the stairs, first door on the right. And she goes back to her joke.
Ooh, tough crap. All right.
And that's why they call them pancakes.
I'm going to try my luck at finding the room.
You find it. Yeah, there's no luck needed. It is directly up the stairs and to the right. There was no tomfoolery or misdirection in her directions.
All right. I'm going to enter it and check it out.
There are three beds.
Nice.
And a single window, a large wardrobe, and a wooden floor.
Cool. I'm going to hang up my things and jump on the bed. Like a little child. Jump.
Give me a grace roll.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I'm going to lose an HP. Real graceful.
Break the bed. You can't get any sleep.
17.
You manage to jump on the bed without breaking its legs. You stop just in time when you hear a slight crack, but it does not break.
Goodness.
I'm just gonna lay in bed unpooped. Time to go to sleep.
Lay in bed and poop.
Fry poop. What do fries poop?
More fries.
I think it'd be grease.
It would be a greasy mess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not fun. Not fun.
It's like a bird where like its poop is its urine and its poop all at one.
Mm. It's all of the substances. It's not really recognizable to the human eye. It just kind of looks like food that got thrown on the ground.
I've seen a few people eat my shit.
Okay. And with that, you all fall asleep.
It will light a torch very well. I should have remembered that in the woods. I could have pooped on a stick. Saved 2 gold. Well, salty dreams, Dave.
Just Dave?
Salty dreams, Raekwon.
Thank you, Spuddy Buddy.
Thank you.
The same to you, Spud. Let's all get some sleep.
Good night, Dave. Good night, Spud.
Good night, John Boy. You all sleep. The following morning, the capital city is fairly quiet as it recovers from an epic night of celebration. The townsfolk begin settling back into their everyday routines, and those who traveled for the festivities pack up their things and embark on their journeys home. The vendors in the city center are packing up and are no longer set
up to do business. The games have been taken down as well. There are two roads leading directly out of Freshtovia, the Eastern Road and the Southern Road. Heading east leads to Dave's Double Hills, and heading south will lead you to the Biggie Vale and the Frosty Canyon. We will find out which roads you guys choose to take on the next episode, as that's going to do it for today's. So until then, we will
see you next Tuesday.
That's it for today's episode. We hope you've enjoyed listening as much as we've enjoyed playing. If you have, go run and tell all your friends so that we can turn as many people into Crit Cats as possible. Tales from the Crit is a Wolfbeard Games audio podcast, and if you like us, please subscribe and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts, and head on over to our Instagram page and our YouTube channel. Both of those are at Tales from the Crit Podcast. All right, bye-bye! After that, I think that's all the...
Oh, shit, sorry.
It just came out of nowhere.
Was that some Foley action over there?